Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are continuing the book Once Upon a Journey by Rabbi Zalman Ritterman, and we are up to chapter 56, A Secret Invitation. A deep, impressive voice suddenly sounded from the doorway. "Who are you, young man? What are you learning with such concentration?" The sudden arrival of the voice shook Baruch out of his thoughts. He looked up from his sefer in surprise. He did not expect anyone to notice or interrupt him in the quiet library. Who could be speaking to him? As their eyes met, he gasped. He had never seen such a man before. He appeared incredibly noble, holy, and wise. Baruch was so awed by the sight that he could not say a word. He rose from his seat and remained standing in honor and fear of this impressive sage. This was the first time that Baruch had come face to face with the famous Rosh Yeshiva, the Tzaddik and Gaon, Rav Shlomo. Before the Tzaddik's arrival, Baruch had been concentrating on the chapter entitled Shar HaYira in Reishis Chachma. He was studying the concept that a person must cleanse his neshama from even the slightest trace of evil to ensure that his soul remains a home only to the Yetzer Tov and not to the Yetzer Hara. Baruch felt deeply connected with what he was learning, but the sudden appearance of Rav Shlomo left him confused for a moment. As soon as he recovered from his surprise, Baruch introduced himself to the Rosh Yeshiva and explained where he had come from. He then described the sefer and the chapter he had been studying. Rav Shlomo listened carefully and gave Baruch another piercing look. Then, without a word, he turned around and walked away as quickly as he had come. It took Baruch some time to recover from the unexpected encounter. He spent the rest of the night and the following morning thinking about the impressive image of Rav Shlomo. He was excited at having had the unusual merit of speaking directly with the famous tzaddik. Some students spend time in the yeshiva without ever receiving this merit, while he had been granted this privilege almost immediately. Nor had Baruch asked to speak with Rav Shlomo. Rather, the tzaddik had gone out of his way to speak with him. The next evening, Baruch was in for an even greater surprise. Rav Shaul, the yeshiva's shamish, approached him quietly and asked to speak with him in private. "The Rosh Yeshiva has asked that you come to his office right away," the shamish whispered urgently. Baruch was stunned. "He insists that you come to him secretly," the shamish continued. "No one else should discover that you visited him." Baruch had never felt so overwhelmed in his life. He did not know what to expect. How did he earn such a merit? Had he made a good impression on the tzaddik during their brief meeting in the library last night? Perhaps the Rosh Yeshiva thought that he was too young to study in the yeshiva. Or maybe he would not be accepted for an entirely different reason. As he entered the Rosh Yeshiva's room, the Gaon was learning from a sefer. The tzaddik raised his eyes to greet Baruch and stared at him with the same piercing look as on the previous night. His tall forehead was creased with lines of concentration. His eyes shone with deep wisdom. "Please take a seat, young man," Rav Shlomo said softly. "Tell me what you are studying and what has brought you here." Taking a deep breath and trying to control himself, Baruch described all that had happened to him since he had first joined the yeshiva in Ilya. He explained that he had studied at the yeshiva of Slutsk and Vyazhin before arriving at Rav Shlomo's yeshiva in Brisk. "I heard wonderful reports of the depth of Torah study here in Brisk," he told Rav Shlomo, "but that is not what truly brought me here. I came because I had begun studying svarim such as Avodas HaKodesh, Reishis Chachma, and Maaros Elokim. These teachings touch me deeply. I now long with all my heart and soul to find the way to serve Hashem in complete truth and with my entire being." Baruch was very emotional as he described how he longed to serve Hashem better in a deeper and truer way. He told the Rosh Yeshiva what he had taken upon himself over the years in order to merit having the secrets of the Torah revealed to him and in order to purify himself to better serve his Creator. Baruch was surprised at his own courage. How did he dare discuss his own accomplishments in front of the tzaddik? However, he sensed that the tzaddik realized that he was not boasting. He felt that he had finally found a place to pour out his heart and express his deepest wishes, thoughts, and feelings. I also heard, Baruch forced himself to say, that you, Rabbeinu, can teach a person the brilliant secrets of the Torah, and also guide him on his personal journey in the service of Hashem. That is why I made the trip from Vyazhen. I even fell sick on the way, but I did not stop. I was determined not to permit anything in the world to prevent me from arriving here in the hope that I would be accepted into your yeshiva. Baruch realized that the Rosh Yeshiva had not removed his piercing eyes from him for a second. He sensed that the tzaddik was gazing into the depths of his soul and reading him as if he were a book, discovering everything that there was to know about him. He felt terrified and stopped speaking. The room remained perfectly silent for some time, as Baruch waited for the Rosh Yeshiva to respond. He felt his heart pounding wildly. It seemed that the spiritual path that he would take, his entire future, was about to be decided in the coming moments. It was all too much for him, and he burst into a river of tears. Finally, the tzaddik spoke. "Why are you crying, my son?" he asked gently. "Have you not achieved what you wanted? You have progressed excellently in the service of Hashem." When he heard this, Baruch realized that he had made a favorable impression on the Rosh Yeshiva. He stopped crying, but his feelings were still too powerful. His throat felt tight. He was unable to utter a sound. He desperately wanted to share with the tzaddik just how distant he felt from Hashem and how uncertain he was of the best way to advance. There was so much he needed to explain in order to receive guidance, but he was simply unable to talk. "Come to me again tomorrow night after my Rav Shlomo," finally said. The tzaddik nodded his head, and Baruch understood that their conversation had ended. Baruch backed out of the room respectfully, making certain to face the Rosh Yeshiva at all times. As he closed the door, he decided to begin a 3-day fast in order to prepare himself for the guidance in Avodas Hashem that he hoped to receive from Rav Shlomo. Baruch was shaken by this meeting. He also felt blessed at the same time. In his sweetest dreams, he could never have imagined that the revered Rosh Yeshiva would reach out to him in such a warm and caring manner. It was clear that Hashem had sent him to the right place so that he could learn how to serve him better. Needless to say, Baruch of Vyazhen did not sleep a wink that night.